This is a podcast with a group of creatives who came together from all different places and stages in life to create, share, and document their experiences in and out of the booth and beyond the camera. Together, they've found new paths to follow as voiceover and on-camera actors. Through shared experiences, friendships, and adventures, they share it all with you from the very beginning. Oh, and of course, a little bit of chaos. This is the new Keeping Up With Chaos from the Booth and Beyond podcast.
All right, guys, welcome back to Keeping Up With Chaos from the Booth and Beyond. The whole gang's here. We're talking about our booth. Angela and I should chat about it a little bit before, but now we get the whole gang.
Yeah, we're talking about DIY, L-shaped desks, finding the right closets for you, the ways our booths have changed since we launched, and so much more.
All right, guys, make sure that you tune in for the whole conversation. We share a little bit of sprinkled chaos in and throughout our conversation as well. Be sure to share us with one or like a million people, because when you share us, our podcasting and creative friends, we all organically grow. Onto the conversation. Cheers, guys. Burned my face in the sun today. Look at that. I'm drinking water. I'm not drinking alcohol, so it's not like this is alcohol related. But like, I think I burned myself I haven't been in the sun in like days because it's stupid weather. I'm so mad at Florida right now. But
I have a funny sunburn related story.
All right, let's be our chaos. So
it's just related to the.
No, it's good.
So I am taking improv classes, and our friend Sandy is in the class that I'm in.
Oh, I know, I heard that.
Yeah,
so great.
And so last week there was a scene where I was building a sandcastle, and there was this theme where like in scenes people kept getting sunburned, and I have never had sunburn in my life.
Never.
No, I. Okay. So I'm building the sun castle, but I make a joke about how I like suffered through sunburn. And after we're going through our like notes on the scene or whatever, our teacher, our coach is like, "You had sunburn?" And I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "It just didn't feel like you had sunburn." And I was like, "Yeah, because in the middle of that scene, I said I had sunburn. And then I thought to myself, I'm not playing this from experience. I don't know what it feels like to have sunburn." So I wasn't acting like I was in pain or anything.
Right, the way you should.
I was just like a normal person.
Like feverish, if it's bad, yeah.
It was like, yeah, this is a normal day and it's hot. That's that.
Yeah.
Interesting. You know, yeah.
That was hilarious to me.
That makes sense.
Well, next time, just remember, like,
look at my cheeks.
I have burn.
I'm burned.
That's how you do it when you're improv.
It feels like your face is pulled tight too. It's like real tight. And it can be itchy. Yeah. So all right. Well, I'm glad that we are chit-chatting just us again. And thank you for sharing your you've never been sunburned before story. I am clearly sunburned. I've been sunburned plenty. And I'm still mad about Florida being gray and cold. So, hopefully it turns itself around, but let's talk about being in the booth. And like, I feel like when we're in the booth and we've talked about our booths before, but I want to like do an updated booth. I want to do a booth update. Right. And just as important as as important as to be comfortable in your booth, like you also have to get outside of your booth, right? So that's what I was doing. I was sitting outside. I was getting some sun out of my booth. But I think it's important that we talk about, just like with the pay-to-play stuff, you start off one place, and then as you get going, things change, you adjust. Mm-hmm. And just like before, Angela was a little bit ahead of us with her booth set up, and then you moved,
mm-hmm.
right? So you had to completely reset up. So I want to touch on that. Lloyd just recently has official booth, and then he had to move and you had to expand your booth. So I want to talk about that. Gabby is all over the world and has to find booths and studios to go to. So I want to talk about that. So I'm just painting a picture for everybody. And then I myself have had to also adjust. I haven't made much difference except for I've had to rearrange my booth a little bit because I now have more people in my booth. Because I have my teenager and I needed more floor space, and I have my youngest who's also utilizing my booth. So let's talk about like where we kind of we're at and like maybe what updates we've made or investments we've made or tips and tricks and lessons learned from where we're at. Because Angela, you're going into year four, or are you already in year three?
I'm already in year three.
Okay.
Year four will be coming up. So yeah, so I'm in year three already.
Okay, so let's start with you because you've been out in the great wide world of voiceover, and let's like talk about your booth. Like,
yeah. Well, I mean, as you mentioned, I had my booth set up back in Las Vegas, and it was just in a walk-in closet, plenty of space, great sound in there, and I had no problems whatsoever getting cleared for my, you know, when you
noise
send your
floor.
production over your noise floor and stuff like that, you get cleared. Well, I got cleared easily. And then I ended up moving back to Colorado, back home. And, you know, you have to figure out a place that's good for you. And all I had here was, it's not a walk-in closet. It's a stairwell under a stairwell, which is not the best place. I know it's not. But thankfully, when I do my voiceover stuff, nobody who can walk. I know that sounds crazy. Nobody who can walk is home at the time. So I'm able to do it while it's pretty quiet. My mom's in a wheelchair, so I will hear her wheels back and forth every once in a while, but that's on the main floor and it's not as bad as when you hear my 14-year-old son barreling down the stairs. Like, that's a whole different situation. But in my little stairwell, I have you know, sound foam on the walls. I have mini carpets on the floors. We have a concrete floor here. I have moving blankets on one wall. That's the wall that I use to kind of use to direct my voice at. So I have my moving blankets. There's two of those, plus like a couple of other like softer blankets just to kind of dent into
absorb
that sound.
Absorb it.
Other than that, I have like what the things that I've changed. I have like a tiny fold up desk. It's not like a stand desk, it's like a fold up desk. And that's like the biggest changes that I've had as far as from when I was in Vegas. Like in Vegas, I had like a full desk and then my arm, I had an arm for my mic.
A boom arm.
Now, a boom arm. And now I have actually just like a stand up microphone, a stand that's like kind of sitting in front of me. So those were the kind of few changes, but I still have a hard time getting my sound floor down to where I really, really want it. And I don't know if that's just because of the area I'm in or if it's the microphone that I have. It's a very picky, touchy situation, so you kind of have to kind of go with the flow. So far nobody's really complained about my sound floor, because it's not, because like you're supposed to be at what, negative six,
60?
I believe 60. Yeah,
60.
So I think I'm like at 58.
Oh, that's
so
bad.
It's not too far off, but it's like it bothers me. It bothers me that I can't get to where I want to be. So I try my best to you know, work it with what I have, and nobody's really complained about it. But in my head, I think.
Sorry, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I did switch microphones. Sorry. Yeah, I did have what did I have before? I don't even remember.
Oh, you were using like a Rode. No, you were using a Rode.
No, it was something else, because when I was in Vegas, I was also in radio at the same time. So I was using a radio quality mic to do my voiceover work. So I think that probably helped. And then when I moved here, I got the Aston Martin, which is great. It sounds great. But it just picks up a lot more sound than I guess the radio mic did.
Yes.
So yeah, that's where we're kind of at on that whole situation. But going back to what Lloyd said in one of our prior episodes, that, you know, when you send something off and you think it's good, but then eventually you hear it and it's like, what the heck did I send to this client? Like, I can't believe I sent this, I've been there. I've like sent off something and then later on I'm re-listening to it and I'm like, did I send this to a client? Oh my God, no wonder I didn't get the gig, because it sounded crazy.
Right.
You know, making sure that your sound floor is where it needs to be and your mic is like set up for your voice. Like, you definitely have to make sure all that stuff is cleared, and it can be hard, especially when you've started off in such a good place and then you have to move and you're like, I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
That's
so
true.
That's where I'm at right now.
Well, and there's a big difference between like the type of microphones you find at radio stations versus the condenser mics that we have to use, right? CDL?
There's some differences for sure, but
because they pick up more.
But like I said, nobody's really complained about it. I've had plenty of clients. I've done, you know, announcements for live award ceremonies, to e-learning, to, you know, things like that, and nobody's really complained. So I'm just gonna, you know, no news is good news.
Is your door fixed? Remember back?
My door is fixed. Yes, I like I said, I have carpets on the floor, and I don't know what I did I was trying to move a carpet, and for some reason, my door was not closing properly anymore, but I did get it to
What was it?
shut. Well, I don't really know what it was, but I removed some of like the inner, like if you open a door or close a door, there's like just a tiny little crack that keeps air that flows through, and I was putting the foam tape around it so that it would kind of close off some of that sound. So I just removed some of it from the corners, and
Okay.
it fixed it.
Ever evolving. You remind me when you said that you were underneath the staircase, in the cup, like a cupboard, like Harry Potter. I
Like
was
Harry
thinking
Potter, yeah,
of
that's basically what it is, yeah.
the yeah, the cousin would come barreling down the
Oh yeah.
stairs and then go
Yeah.
back up and barrel down again.
Yep, that's where I'm at. I'm under the closet, Sarah. Again, not the best place for a studio, but because of the way my family is set up, and you know, my mom doesn't really do a lot of walking, so we don't hear a lot of the footsteps
Yeah.
as much. So
Well, she'll
unless my
come in
son's
and.
home, and then it's a lot.
But you know when you can audition and you know when you
Yes,
can't.
yeah.
So that's like also half the battle. Yeah. And being consistent about it. That's good. All right.
Right.
Cool.
But only room for one person in here, so
Oh, God. Yeah.
yeah, it's tiny.
Yeah. Gabby, do you want to go next? Like, I know that
Sure.
you've had to create like a travel rig. Yes.
Well, I think my studio has grown, my studio situation, my
Room.
has grown a lot. Yeah. I remember recording when I was in the beginning and we were moving from Mexico City to Mérida. I at one point our neighbor lent us his couch and I got the, you know, the
You made a fort couch, like a fort.
yeah,
I love it.
out of the couch. And I actually have a picture of myself in it. And I was
Please
looking at it the
share.
other
Please
day. Yeah.
share.
I'm like, that's where I started.
Humble
Yeah. No.
beginnings.
Humble beginnings. And now I'm in a booth. I don't have an air mattress anymore. I used to have one. Now it's just, you
Remember
know,
that.
like the foam. I have some nice decoration and lights
Lights.
and
Oh,
yeah.
yeah.
Now it's all nice and comfy. I even got like a couch chair, like a sofa chair thing.
Nice. You're
So I
like.
can move around and I can stand up, I can sit down. I also bought a travel mic for on
Okay.
the go,
Yep.
my hype mic, which is amazing.
Yep.
And I'm getting really good at making boots as I go.
Making booths, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, since I have to travel, I've made boots out of in hotel rooms, in closets, and under desks, in small places.
Nice.
Yeah, and also renting out spaces. So in some situations, I've had to rent out a space in a studio and making connections there, and that's been a lot of fun and really helpful. Like this summer, we're going back to Madrid, so I have a studio there if I need to go there, and the guy already knows me, so it's nice to have those connections as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
That's cool. Yeah. That's
Yeah,
like,
but I definitely do like,
No,
sorry not to cut you
go.
off. Like this when we were in Vancouver and I got to record at that one teacher's home studio, I was like, okay, this is pretty cool. I want
Amazing.
something like this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would love like a full room just dedicated to a studio, you know,
Yes.
where you have the
Yes.
room, like one of our teachers, Melissa, she has the room plus the closet, you know, the
Yeah.
booth closet, and she has like the glass and everything, and like it's beautiful, just beautiful.
He had the whole room,
Yeah.
you know, and then this little other section, which was his booth with the glass, a beautiful glass door, you know,
Yeah.
and a
Okay.
beautiful like setup with all his computers and everything on the other side. And inside his booth, he had this huge screen so that he could read all the scripts and everything.
Love
Like,
it.
oh,
If only.
man. If
Yeah, one
only.
day.
No
No, one day.
cables. Yeah.
One
It
day.
was
One
amazing.
day.
One
Yeah,
day.
my
My
love.
husband even went in there and he was like, whoa, we gotta get this. And I'm like, one
Yeah,
day.
absolutely.
I love the Apogee, the hype mic that you're talking about. It's like super compact and it has like the interface built into it. Just FYI, anybody that's looking into something like that, because I have it for my travel rig too and I love it. And it's like, it's perfect. I can see you're using it
I
right
am. I
now.
am. Because I didn't want to stand up. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. Is your mic like mounted now, or do you have a freestanding mount like Angela
it's
does?
It's just a freestanding one.
Okay. Is it like a boom arm on a desk, or is it just
No, it's
like
just
a
the
like on the floor and
on
it's a
the
freestanding?
floor. Yeah,
Okay.
mic stand.
Yeah,
Mic
mic
stand.
stand.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
All right, that's cool. Lloyd, I feel like Lloyd is, we got to go on a journey with Lloyd because, like,
Oh my.
I mean, when we started podcasting, you had no booth. Like, you had like gaming setup, right? And
I mean, for me, I have had a lot of really big, heavy life stuff. So I haven't been able to like audition or do the things that I wanted to. And I mean, I know you guys knew that I built my slightly bigger booth with my nice desk in it. And there are some things I need to do. Like, I have two monitors in here, but only one of them is on because I don't know if my power supply is, it's a whole thing. Because there was a point at which, so when I first built my booth, like my old booth, I mean, some people don't do it, but you get like okayed by audio engineers. So I, have done it with John McClain, who we had before.
Yes.
But it's funny because I went back to the emails that I was originally sending back and forth with him or about my first booth. And I was trying to like compare how my booth sounds now to how my booth sounded then.
Right.
Because the thing was that, like, if I talk to people, they'd be like, oh, you sound fine, blah, 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 whatever. It's good. And then I would like send audio to John. He's like, no, the signal's too low, blah, 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 blah. It's like, okay, I sound fine, but am I fine enough to send it to someone without having to raise, levels,
Yes.
whatever? And
Yeah.
there was stuff that got fixed by like equipment. But I kind of like for like a week and a half, I like psyched myself out of auditioning because I was like, I'm just gonna send stuff and they're not gonna be able to hear it how they need to, whatever. And I got in my head and I was like, I probably could just send it to John again. I don't think he would care.
Sure.
But here's the thing, right? Initially, that conversation with John happened at us as a service, right? Through the studio where we take classes.
Sure.
But the other part of my brain is like, also, I'm on their roster. So they kind of have a vested interest in me.
Yeah.
I
Oh, right,
was
right.
like, should I, is it weird to like go, should I approach it as a service thing again? Should I just message John? So I just sat there trying to like compare all these numbers myself instead of asking anybody, and I psyched myself out. And then I got to a point where I couldn't audition because of life stuff. Like I was just too busy.
Yeah.
And I've been consistently too busy. I don't even remember what I when we first started what I had.
Yeah, it was like your gaming setup, I think. You know, like you had your computer and a desk and a room, but it was like not set up for
I
your
mean, this
necessarily.
is
Oh,
my
we're
booth
getting
is
a
like,
tour.
hey, it's you guys.
Hey.
There's one monitor, there's another monitor, there's stuff. My desk ain't clean. It's just blankets.
Oh,
Just
nice.
blankets
Blankets.
and
Oh, cool.
PVC and a couple of like random little trinkets that I got from other people who do VO.
Oh, nice.
And then this ring light that my sister was gonna throw away.
Angela's got one of those. You got a ring
And
light. Very good.
my desk that goes up and down that I
Oh,
love.
that's right. That was
That's
one of your
also
upgrades,
cool.
right?
Yeah.
From, yeah.
It's like an L desk. And I, one thing I wanted was like a booth that I could like actually like
Stretch your arms out.
have room in
Yeah,
because I'm larger than most people.
he's really
And
tall. Yeah.
also I'm like wide. And so I was just trying to get to a place where like I was more comfortable. But I also wanted a place where I could like stand at my desk because I had no room in my booth for both the chair that I use and myself.
Right.
And I would have to like have the chair like awkwardly off to the side if I was trying to stand or it weird. It was all weird.
Yeah.
Didn't like
Yeah.
it. So yeah, I mean, just
Overall, how much do
lots
you
of
think
blankets.
your moving blankets and your PVC pipe
Yeah.
setup cost?
And you
Like this
built
is
that
like
yourself.
this is like the way that the teachers tell us, like if you're looking to get a booth going right off the bat, this is the easiest way to do it. PVC pipe, moving blankets. How much do you think all that costs for you right now?
This is the
I
DIY version.
honestly, yeah, I honestly couldn't tell you off the top of my head because what I did, like I kept the PVC from like the old setup and then I went and got more. I think
That's right, because you
maybe,
wanted to make it wider from the
yeah.
original PVC pipe booth in your first apartment. Okay,
I don't
gotcha.
know. I
Oh, you muted
Oh
yourself.
no.
You accidentally.
I accidentally clicked. Yeah. I think everything all together, maybe, and I'm probably undershooting it, but I feel like it was all around like 300, if that.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, that
Not
sounds
bad.
about it. And I feel like the moving blankets are probably the more expensive part of the booth. Like PVC
Unless.
pipe is pretty decently priced.
Well, the crazy thing is, moving blankets are expensive everywhere but Harbor and Freight.
Yeah. Oh,
I randomly
okay.
found that out. They're like $8 at Harbor and Freight for what would be like 30 in some other places. Like,
Yeah.
I'm just like, what
Like a
the hell?
Target or something. Yeah. Which
Yeah.
reminds me, you guys, like these acoustic panels, they're really, really thick. They're amazing. And I found them here in Mexico for about $15, maybe less, but like a good 30
Yeah.
panels. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's another
Like,
thing. It's just
yeah,
panels. You got
13.
to figure out which ones work best for your space.
Sure. Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. So,
Yeah, because
you.
there's so many different ones. There's the foamy kind, and then there's this other one, which is like a.
Oh, it's harder. It's a
Carpeted.
harder. Yeah.
Yeah. Board. Yeah.
Yeah. I know a lot of people make their own panels with wood if you're, if you're into that, using power tools and knowing how to like construct it or whatever. I just bought, yeah. So I bought panels. I just bought these foamy panels off Amazon. They're special. It's Amazon special. But Lloyd, you had created your PVC pipe.
Hashtag
Yeah, hashtag Amazon. They're not sponsoring us, I swear. But
Amazon.
like PVC pipe and moving blankets, and it was a smaller setup. And then you moved again and you got your big L-shaped movable sit to stand desk. That's what I wanted
Yeah.
to like clarify, which
Yeah.
you love, yes, was like a good
Yes.
upgrade from you for you
Yeah.
personally.
Before I just had one of those like white picnic tables, the like rectangle ones.
Yeah.
Which my mom, I don't even know why, was a little offended that she's like, why do you have my table? And I was like, because I asked you if I could use your table.
Because I need it, Mom.
Yeah. And those things also don't get very tall.
No.
Like,
Yeah, no.
so it's like, even if I wanted to like bring the table up, which they do have that capability, it doesn't go high, you know?
Sure.
So that was a whole other thing. But yeah, it was just the table that was there before, and I was like, I need a desk. And this desk is good because it has like, the little slots for like cable management and what have it in the back. There's like
Charging
a little,
capabilities.
well, it doesn't have any charging capabilities, but it has
Oh.
like to put the cables from the computer and the monitors through, so you're
Okay.
not they're not like all over the place. And it has like a little rack under it that you can put some stuff on, but
Nice.
I don't
You
really use that
disappeared.
super often. I don't use it super often because it's one of those things. This was like a little bit of a pain point for me is that one of the like screws, not screws, one of the like holes that the screw goes in was like already like stripped. So I don't
Oh,
use,
shoot.
but I was like, I've spent 3 hours putting this desk together. I'm not
I was gonna
gonna
ask.
return it for one thing.
Yeah,
Does it
either.
get hot in your guys' booths?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Depends. It depends.
Especially in
Um,
the have a
summer.
sunburn. Yes.
Yeah,
I was gonna say, but Lloyd, yours is a freestanding booth in the middle of your room, right? It's not in a closet.
it's in a corner facing the interior. So like this wall is my closet. The wall behind right here is like a neighbor.
Oh, is that troubling?
I've never heard them before. I've
Okay.
never actually seen them. I
Oh,
know they're
well,
there
that's
because I,
kind of
well,
good.
yeah. I don't actually, I have seen them, but like once maybe. I did just get upstairs neighbors. So we'll see, because I can hear them sometimes, but
That's
because I
interesting.
haven't been auditioning, I can't say I've heard them while I'm auditioning.
Yeah.
Right.
And then this is like behind me is my room.
Okay.
The open space, yeah.
And you have carpet, I assume, on your floor, or do you have
Yeah,
tile? Yeah. Okay.
carpet.
Okay. And you're in an apartment building, I take it, or like a townhouse. Okay. All right. So you'll have to like report back to us once you start like auditioning more and like let us know how that goes.
Yeah.
I am in like a single family home, and so you guys know that I originally put my booth in my walk-in closet. So I have, a wall of the clothes that I wear, and then I have a wire shelving that goes above me, and I have every blanket and pillow that nobody else is using in the whole house is above me. And then I also added these panels to my walls, and I've also added similar panels like Angela has behind her to my ceiling. And I have an audio mute blanket behind me that's hanging with my tapestry, and I have carpet underneath me. So, but again, like that's the outside wall. This is the bedroom wall, and then that's my lanai wall. So, if there's, of course, lawnmowers and maintenance days, the
Oh,
dogs
yeah.
are barking, and my neighbors have dogs, and then my neighbors has like a she now has a side hustle, so she's like a woodworking company. And then, it's Florida. Everybody's outside all the time and entertaining and doing stuff. So there's air conditionings running. So, yeah, I mean, it's not perfect, but my noise floor I thought was pretty good because I've had it checked out by John multiple times, John McCain, McLean, because, I've moved my booth a couple times. I won't go over that again, but I'm back to the original. And really the only way I'm going to truly solve all my noise issues is to get like a bear cave or, like
Right.
a whisper
Yeah.
room or like gut my closet, like our friend Ken Dillon did his basement and, do stuff to the walls and the
Down barrier walls,
ceiling
yeah.
and like create like a floating floor and all that kind of stuff. So, but I just don't want to invest in that. I feel like if I'm going to further invest in my sound quality, from an audio standpoint, I'm going to buy like a booth, like a
Yeah.
bear cave. Like I think it's called a bear cave. That's what I really want. So, but again, like I had to make room floor space for my kids who are now in here with me, and my mic is no longer mounted to my wall. I have a freestanding boom arm that has a floor mount that because I have to also adjust for the height of my teenager who's over 6 foot. So I had to figure that out. I have rolling file cabinets that are perfect height to be able to put this whole, I don't know if you can see it, this whole boom arm on top of to get it high enough for him because he's got booked in the audiobook series that I am still working on. And then my youngest too, this boom arm is great for him because I can adjust it to his height, right? So you can see it's a boom arm with a free mounted, like a
Yeah.
heavy duty stand. So, and I had to take my whole desk that was centered and I had to move it all the way to the left so that I could create more space because now I'm the engineer and the producer for my and the director for my kids, which I will that's my a little bit of my chaos I want to share with you guys. But I also now have a mounted monitor. So I have like a
Nice.
heavy duty mount on the edge of my I'm going to take pictures. I think we should all take some pictures maybe and give them to Gabby and we can put them up on Facebook and Instagram. And we can do like a carousel type thing for each
Sure.
individual. That's your homework. But I have a monitor mounted, so that when I'm standing, it's at eye level because I don't know about you guys, but I now need readers.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I cannot
Yeah,
see.
see, the thing
Always need
is,
some
I've had
glasses.
bad
I
eyesight
cannot
since the
see.
fourth grade, so
Yeah. I'm like,
it's not a math
eh,
thing.
I can't see. I can't read my text now. So I had to get like a I'm at the agent stage where I had to get like a big monitor to like blow up. The laptop wasn't working. So those are my like upgrades, I guess.
Can I just say, as a mom, this is like a really nice space that I use sometimes to come in here and either like sing or scream or take naps and
Hide.
get away.
Hide and nobody can find me for a little
Oh,
bit.
that's too funny. It's like
That's
my
awesome.
mom cave, right?
Yeah, it
Like,
is my mom cave.
Basically,
yeah,
yeah.
totally. I now I have to share it with kids, when you ask if it gets hot, it gets hot, and then you add in another body in
Oh,
here.
yeah.
And then the frustration of I'm not mom anymore, but I'm still mom, and I have to direct them, you know? And so my youngest is pretty headstrong. He's all fire, like in terms of heat, in terms of like he's an, you know, a Leo and an Aries. I have to clear my throat. Sorry. But he's like all fire. So, you know, he's also had a lot of training. And, you know, when I go to say like, you know, like you don't want to interrupt the flow, but it gets a little, it's a little chaotic because he doesn't really want to hear what I have to say. But at the same time, it's a great learning lesson for me because I'm actually hearing in real time somebody else doing a script and I'm hearing the adjustments that need to be made. And so now I also am on the other side of the fence, you know, inside my own booth. That, like, you know, especially with a teenager, I'll say, nope, you're not, it's not where I want you to go. I need you to put a smile on your face and I need you to bring up the energy. And then he does it, and I'm like, nope, that's not what I meant. You know, like, that's not what I wanted. And he's like, I did exactly what you told me to do. And I'm like, yep, but that's
Do
that
it again.
I changed my mind. Like, that's not what I. That's what I thought that I wanted to hear, but that's not what I wanted to hear. So try it this way. So, that's been a
How's it
little,
feel to be on that side?
it makes me understand that when I'm working with the client, you know, doing, and, you know, when you get scripts from, I'm very thankful for sample of music or any sort of scratch track or any sort of like video. I never take that for granted when I'm doing my auditions in my booth anymore. Not that I did before, but like I fully like, I'm super
Understand,
appreciate. Yeah. And then, like, being in live directs, when people are telling you, and our coaches have talked to us about this, they say, do it this way. And you do it. Nope. Do it this way. You do it. Nope. Do it this, you know, and it's like they don't know until they hear it. And so I now have that perspective from working with my kids. Little chaos. So, but I'm excited to say that my teenager, he really got to where I needed him to go with the emotion that I was looking for. And it was a struggle for a minute, but we're not mad at each other.
Good.
We still love each other. So
Good. That's awesome, though. That's cool. It's a family business now.
I'm a momager, right? So
Momager, yeah.
momager. But you know, again, like just like the pay to play stuff, like it's all a journey, right? And we're sharing as we go. Like this isn't to like educate anybody, it's just to share information as we've gotten our businesses started and grown as voice actors and on-camera actors. Your booth is a personal decision. You know, how much money do you have to invest in upfront? Do you put it into the microphone? Do you get a decent microphone and then upgrade your microphone later once you start making money, right? Like, do you have money to buy a full booth, like a whisper room or a bear cave or whatever name brand is out there, or do you do a DIY and create it with PVC pipes and blankets, or do you try to find a closet in your house and turn it into a booth, you know, to, and it's not, it's sound treated, it's not soundproofed, right? So you know, it's really like an individual and personal decision. So do you guys have any like, oh shoot, I wish I'd done this differently, you know, or oh, I wish I had upgraded earlier, you know. I upgraded my mic rather quickly, but I had already had several mics because I had also been doing radio out of my booth, like Angela had in Vegas, when we first moved down here. And then I had been podcasting, you know, so I had already kind of bought several different mics that got stolen from my teenager. So, you know, I decided to upgrade sooner rather than later, but, you know, thoughts on any of that?
Like I didn't realize how heavy these sound blankets are. And so that was my mistake. And so the first couple of times they kept on like falling down on my head.
Oh no.
Oh no.
And I was like, they're really heavy. And every time I would like go and try to put it back, it was like lifting weights. Like these things are heavy. And I have two of them. So it was like two at the same time and
Oh
everything.
no.
So I wish I would have invested on like this, which I now have. It's this curtain rod, but it's it instead of like having it on the wall, like this thing on the
Mounted.
wall. Yeah, I'm mounted on the wall because I'm not allowed to mount anything on the wall right now. says the owner of the house, which is my husband.
Who's you're married
Yeah.
to?
It's this one. It has like two sticks like this, not
Like
sticks, but
poles. Yeah, yeah,
poles.
yeah. And then
And
it's got a
then,
bar across.
yeah, that has a bar
So it's like
across.
a freestanding, like
Like
hanging,
a
like maybe
backdrop.
like a clothes
Yeah,
hanger or something.
yeah.
Like a backdrop
Oh.
rig, right? Is that what
Yeah.
I'm understanding? Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe kind
Instead
of
of
what
the
I have.
tension curtain rod.
Oh,
Yeah.
and then you would like clamp your blankets to the top of the rod.
Yeah.
Okay,
Oh,
yeah.
okay. Yeah.
Yeah, because before I only had the tension curtain rod.
Yeah.
And that's
And that was probably not
no,
strong
no.
enough at
Girl.
all.
No, it
No.
wasn't holding
Oh,
it.
no.
I had
So.
for the audio mute, I had to mount a hanging rod to the ceiling. I think I
Yeah.
mentioned that before because it was too heavy. So I get what
Yeah.
you're talking about. Okay. Sorry, Lloyd. Go ahead.
So I don't really have any. I wish I had done anything because the entirety of my booth has been just making it work. Like in this, like legitimately. So this microphone I got for podcasting, it's a Rode Procaster mic, which like quote unquote is not considered a professional mic, but engineers think it sounds fine, so I don't really care. That said, right? My booth is PVC pipe. We have the shower, the little shower rings for like if you had a
Oh yeah.
like yeah.
To mount it or to hang it, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
But the thing is, the top blanket, this one is the biggest blanket on the booth, and it is mounted on, where's my hand? These like rings. And
Okay.
it goes all the way across the top of my booth,
Yes, this is a great visual.
and it goes, it's like it
Goes,
goes
oh my
down.
gosh.
Yes. Like it's
Wow.
a very,
Like a double.
That's pretty
yeah.
cool.
So it's huge. And the thing is that it kept falling because of how heavy it is. It kept like sinking in.
Oh
And what
yeah.
I had to like, oop. I had to make it go all the way over. And then on the back end, I like made holes in the blanket and also tucked
Oh,
it in
secured it.
on like the back end so it would stop sinking in. So I definitely get the struggle of this is too heavy. Please stop falling on my head.
It's like a falling like circus tent, like where it's
Yeah.
like
Yeah.
caving in. Yeah. Oh wow. Okay, so it's like water falling off of one side, so all the heaviness goes to one side, and then you secured it with the
Right.
rings on the edges, so it's like locked in.
Yeah,
Nice. So
that's
it's
smart.
like there's good tension.
Yeah, it's just me figuring it out and also being constantly paranoid that I'm gonna like bump into a piece and it's gonna jiggle and something's gonna fall and
Oh God.
you know, but
That's stressful.
I could get what is it called? PVP, like there's like PVC glue
Okay.
for like if you don't plan on moving
Taking it
it.
apart. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
So if
right.
you put
Making it
it
more
in like the
permanent.
joints,
Sure.
and I might do that. But yeah.
Okay.
Generally I'm just like, okay, what do I need to change? Let's figure it out. I
Yeah,
even have like a
same.
freaking, I never thought I would need a PVC pipe cutter. I bought it when I first got PVC and never used it.
Oh
And
no.
then when I, because they cut it when I was at
Home Depot or Lowe's or
Lowe's.
something?
They cut
Okay.
it when I was at Lowe's.
Not sponsoring us either, but yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
But then I needed it and I was like, well, here we go. We have the tool. So
So you
yeah.
used it.
Yeah. That's how
Oh, you use
I went
power
in.
tools. That's cool. Like
Well,
that's
they're not power tools. It's
okay, well.
like a clamp
Slicer,
with like
the
a
tool. It's like a slicer. Yeah. It's like a cigar cutter, kind of.
Yeah,
Yeah, basically.
yeah.
Oh, that's cool. But for PVC pipe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's interesting. I mean, you just got to figure it out, right? Like I said, like
Right.
I was my I had a tension rod going across with, blankets too, and I was like, this is not cutting it. I need more. So I bought the audio mute, and then it was like, this is too heavy. It's not hanging right on, the tension rod like Gabby, and so I had to like mount, like I said, something from the ceiling. I had to rig it, I
Yeah.
used power tools and I rigged it and it works. But you got to figure it out. But you're not going to know until you get in here to your space and
Yeah.
I
Right.
start auditioning. I did recently something new through LinkedIn, and you know, promoting the podcast and bringing on new guests. And we've had some great guests in 2024, and we've already had some previous good guests and more to come. But someone reached out to me and they said, hey, do you want a free 15-minute consult? Because Lloyd, you had mentioned you had a 15-minute consult with Mark Scott in our last episode, right, with Just Us. And it made me think, and I forgot to mention that I had a free 15-minute consult with Uncle Roy. So talking about booth stuff. So nice. Up until now, I've only, you know, I've coached with Dan Friedman, who's been a guest, and, you know, he's also an audio engineer. But I haven't had him sample, you know, test my booth out. And then, but John McClain has several times because of my booth drama, moving it all over my house. I mean, it's been in the little tiny closet in my front hallway, right by my HVAC system. That was an awesome move. By the way, Angela, the glue be gone never worked. I couldn't get the glue off the wall.
Oh no.
No. So I bought a freestanding, sorry, side note. I had bought a freestanding shelving unit to put into that closet so I could at least utilize the space. Cause otherwise, like every once in a while, like if I get too close to the door, my hair gets stuck.
Oh gosh.
And like,
no.
I have to pull it off. And my husband's like, the man babe was like, if I had done that, heads would have rolled. But like, because you did that, like everything's fine. You know, I'm like, it's fine. Still worry about it. It's still usable. I forgot where I was going. Oh, I had my 15-minute with Uncle Roy, and he's also an audio engineer, and he like can help you with your Adobe Audition stuff, and you know, getting shortcuts set up. And so I set it up, and I had a 15-minute with him, and he was, you know, from his standpoint, my noise floor was kind of what you had talked about, you know, not perfectly perfect the way that I mm-hmm. thought it was. Mm-hmm. And I started kind of panicking a little bit, you know, and like, what's different, you know, right. Like, what did I do? Is it that monitor that I added? Is it adding noise, you know? Mm-hmm. And is it the additional space that I created in my floor for more people? So I'm still trying to figure that out. And then reading Dan Friedman's book, what is it? It's going to come to me in a second. Angela, usually you cover for me on this one.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's from an audio engineer's perspective. I'll put it in the show notes. But I'm reading that book for a book club, and he talks about even making sure that your cables are not touching.
Oh, yeah.
Like your microphone cable, and you were talking mm-hmm. about cable management, Lloyd. You know, I got all kinds of shit touching. Like, it's touching everywhere. Everyone is touching. And so I'm wondering if maybe when I shifted my desk, like, did, you know, what's touching that might be causing a little bit of a tiny difference in my noise floor. So I got to figure it out. I got to figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Generally speaking, though, and I'm not an audio engineer, but.
Well, none of us are.
If it's an issue, well, I'm just going to say, if it's an issue of your cables touching, generally you'll know because you'll
really
hear it. Yeah, it's like a little buzz that you'll hear.
Okay.
Because you can hear the power passing. It's a, yeah.
Is it? So, well, you yeah. would know because you also work with, you know, your day job also brings, you know, you have to, I'm looking up the book.
It's also something I've had to deal with personally. So it's like, oh, okay, this wire cannot be back here anymore. Because otherwise I get this like.
Oh, really?
Very low buzzing.
I can't find the book. I'm listening. I'm trying to listen and do two things at once, and it's just not it's happening. Okay. I'm sorry. Well, I mean, there was some sort of distortion on one of my recordings when I was auditioning, and I was like, what in the hell is that? And then when I read his book, I was like, maybe it is my cables. And I don't know. But it also could be my HVAC system, too. You know, it's constantly running, and it could have changed. I'm not sure. I know it's like, I'm going to have to. Oh, it's right here. I'm not
sure. Is it sound advice?
Yes, that's it. Thank you.
Sound advice.
Yes.
That's sound advice.
Sound advice. Voiceover from an audio engineer's perspective. I bought the book because it's for a voiceover book club that I'm in.
That's awesome.
And they are trying to read like business and marketing and voiceover related stuff. So I got invited to a voiceover book club. through my connection from VoiceOver Atlanta, which is coming up soon, and I'm not going to this year, maybe next year. But so that's the book that we're reading. And it's interesting. And it has big letters, so I don't necessarily have to use my
Your readers.
readers.
Silly.
Yeah. So does anybody else have any like chaos that they want to share? I had a moment that I won't keep you guys much longer. I've got the final question in a second, but Super Bowl like happened, not too long ago. And we were watching the commercials, of course, because that's like my favorite part, and we're in voiceover. And so there was a commercial I was hoping to see that I had auditioned for, and I know I didn't book it, but I got shortlisted for, but I didn't see it. So I was like, oh, okay. That was through the agent. So that was, I accidentally found out I got shortlisted, which is another piece of chaos, that they messaged me, the agent, and said, okay, yeah, hold this date for, And I was like, oh, sweet. Wait, what's happening right now? And then they came back and they're like, oh, that was meant for the other person, but you actually were shortlisted and good job. You did great on this audition. So that never happens. Now, of course, the little voice in my head and the little like naysayer on my shoulder was like, oh, they just said that to make you feel better. But then I was like, shut up, like it was a good thing. So, anyways, back to the commercials. I thought it was hilarious because Arnold Schwarzenegger was in one of the commercials with Danny DeVito, and it was about the neighbor, and he was saying neighbor wrong, and I wanted neighbor, neighbor, and I was like, oh my God, how many words do we come across on a daily
All the
basis
time.
that we realize that realtor, realtor, realtor,
Realtor,
realtor,
yeah.
realtor. I
Realtor.
was saying realtor, realtor, and
Realtor.
you say it wrong, and I was like, well. Shit, and then how many times you get into like an audiobook situation and the words just turn into something entirely different? Like they're not even the same word that you started off, and then
All the
you're,
time.
yeah.
All the time.
Anybody have any words that pop up besides like,
Yeah. The other day I
yeah.
was reading. It was I and if I think about it too much, I'm probably going to pronounce it wrong right now. I'm going to mispronounce it. It's rule, rule, rule.
Rural. Yes. I
Rural.
hate that word.
Yes.
I hate that word. Rural.
Rural. Oh,
There's also
why?
like the like regionalisms. Just
Yes.
having been in North Dakota for so long, I like love when people and I won't say in the entirety of the Midwest, but definitely in North Dakota, won't say bag. They say bake.
Big, yep.
And I'm just, yeah.
That's so funny.
Big.
And I'm just
My mom,
like,
my Mexican side of my family, they say big. And
really?
they're all from Colorado. I don't understand, but they say big. Yeah, it's weird.
Do you say egg or egg?
Egg.
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 Do you say milk or milk?
Milk.
Milk.
Elk. Yeah, elk.
But
Milk.
the other
Oh,
thing is that, like,
that's so funny.
sometimes, like, my family's originally from Louisiana, and if I get around certain people in my
Oh.
family,
Okay.
yeah. Like, for
Get the
instance,
accent.
right now I'm saying I, but I know I don't say I in general conversation. It's more of like an I, like I don't know. Not I
I
don't
don't know.
know. I don't
Okay.
know.
Not
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay.
It's like dropping the end of that.
100 was a hard one. Like, yeah, like in radio, that was, and my W's
100.
was, yeah, it's like, not, it's 100, not 100. Like, anyways, go ahead,
Well, you
Angela.
know, in going back to the whole regionalism thing, like I remember in radio, I was filling in for I usually did more of like a hip hop or a pop station, and then I started filling in for a rock station, like a
Oh, yeah.
classic rock, like rock station, and the station was called I'll just say the call letters, well, not even the call letters, it was the name of the station was something something the mountain, but because I don't know if it's just the way I
Mountain.
grew up, I always said
Yeah.
mountain,
Yeah.
not
Mountain.
tin.
We're
So
going to the
the
mountain.
guy who was having me fill in, he like was very adamant about I have to say mountain, and it was very hard for me. Like it was super hard for me just to like stop myself from saying mountain.
Mountain. Oh my gosh.
Mountain.
That reminds me
Mountain.
of the commercial I got booked for in Vegas. They had hour, the word hour, probably around like 7 times in their commercial, and they wanted me to say R instead of hour.
Weird.
R.
Our
R. R.
house
Yeah.
our
R. R.
in the middle of the street.
Weird.
They're
That's a
like,
weird one.
no, just don't say hour. We just want like a more like
Our
casual.
hour
Yeah.
hour
R.
our
R. So then I was like overthinking it as I
Yeah, easily.
Then it
That's
turns
an
into
easy
something
50-50.
entirely different. Then you're like,
Yeah.
then you start questioning reality, and then
Oh
you're like not
man.
even sure what space and time you're
Yep.
in.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
Oh my God.
Angela agrees. You're
Yeah.
like,
And it just made me think of like the last client that I did. They did like a, it was a medical retreat slash awards situation.
oh,
So a
that's
lot of the people
interesting.
who are going to announce, you know, they had some amazing last names. I mean, just letters upon letters upon letters. And I was just like not sure how to do it. So of course you do your research, you try to find something that's similar or something like that. And you know, I tried my best and I was very surprised that I got a couple of them correct. But the ones that I know I bombed, they came back with the most craziest pronunciations. I was like, I would never even think to pronounce that word
Right.
the way you're saying to pronounce it. Like it's just crazy. So like that's another aspect of it. If you have that connection where you can talk to your client and be like, please tell me how to say this before I
Yeah.
go and do this recording. Definitely
Phonetically
need
spell the
that.
name, right? Like
Even
phonetically
that
spell it.
though, because
Yeah.
not everybody has the same phonetic spelling. You know, like the
True.
way I would phonetically say something, especially because of being in voiceover, the way I would phonetically spell it is not necessarily the way somebody in the medical industry would
Yeah.
phonetically
Right.
spell it. So it's just it's like kind of a toss up. So I like to have them send me like, you know, do a quick recording of you saying the word or saying that person's name, and then I'll use that instead
Yeah.
of trying to find it on the internet or go out off of something else that I found that might sound similar.
Right. You know,
So,
that's like, it's funny because like I in doing research, like Google's my best friend, right? So as you
yeah.
come across a word and you're like, how do I say
How do you
our, you
pronounce?
know,
Yeah.
how do I pronounce this? You know, and I'm thinking to myself, like, when you create a business, why don't you say the business's name out loud a couple
Yeah.
times, maybe 10 times real fast, and see how it sounds? Because like there's been some business names where I'm like, what in the hell? How do you say this? You know, and
Yeah,
it's like,
right.
like, you know, and I got
And
to go on YouTube to see if maybe there's
oh,
like
yeah.
pre-existing, like someone's, you know, from the company speaking and saying the name of the company, you know, so I get it right. Cause you don't want to be the jackass that says the name wrong in an
Right.
audition. That's
Oh, yeah.
a
It's frustrating.
little bit.
Especially if you're like not big public companies. Like if it's like some IT company that people don't know about. Like
Exactly.
that's, you
That's what I'm
know.
talking about. That I stay away from medical for sure. Like medicals, I mean, like I'm like A B C D E blah, blah, blah. Like the medical stuff, like forget it. Like
Yeah.
there's no hope for me. Like,
Yeah.
but like I'm talking about the IT companies. Funny little side note too. There was like one commercial on Super Bowl that I loved, and you can look it up. It was the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup one, and I was
I
like,
love that guy. I love his voice.
I'm like, I feel seen. Because
Yeah.
like they had like a the commercial in its in itself in a nutshell was like so chaotic because it was like this is not happening, and then the people like freak out, they throw the grandma out the window, someone rams their
Yeah.
head into the wall, like everything's going sideways, and then they're like, no, just kidding, it's still like this, and everyone's like super calm, and I'm like, that is my life.
Yeah.
I am a boy mom. I have three boys. Like my life is like that. So if you want to know a day in the life of my life, go watch that commercial. And my husband is included in that. Like probably
Yeah.
the main chaos.
Reason, the main reason of chaos, yeah.
Yeah, he's a Gemini, so that
Well,
just says it all. So,
I just have to say I love that guy's voiceover for Reese's, that guy who does the Reese's commercials, all
yeah.
of the commercials. He's just the perfect conversationalist in those commercials. I love him and him, and then there's the Carl's Jr. guy. They have like the very like conversationalist type that I would love to be the female version of that.
Goals, right?
Yeah,
Yeah,
goals for sure.
more
For
goals.
sure.
Anything else that you guys want to share? I think one tip I would say from my booth is learn from my mistakes is don't use the glue or the sticky tape or the double-sided tape for your foam on your walls. It doesn't come off, and I use T-pins. I learned that the hard way.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Like you said, you just have to figure it out. Like it's not gonna be perfect. Any little like tips, last minute tips, and then I got the final question. No? No tips?
It's honestly, it's like I said, throwing spaghetti at a
Trial
wall,
and error.
seeing what
Yeah.
sticks. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really is. I mean,
And
if I had to
just
change something, I'd probably change the rug because I'm using my bathroom one.
Does
And
your
I would sit
bathroom
in
not
my
have a rug?
bathroom.
I was gonna say, does
Because
your bathroom not have a rug? It's
I was
all
like, oh,
cold.
this is temporary. And,
No.
you know, a year has gone by.
So when you shower, you don't have a
Temporary,
rug.
relatively speaking.
Well, if anybody knows how to, like, you know, move with the punches, it's you, Gabby, because if you're traveling and you got to figure it out, you know,
Yep.
like, you definitely probably have, like, you know, you just got to figure it out. Okay, so here's the final little fun thing, and then I'm gonna let you guys go and you can move on with your life for the rest of the night. In one word, describe how you feel right now. No explanation. I can't even say the word. Explanation.
Explanation,
Explanation.
explanation.
Say that a couple times. Explanation. Explanation. Who wants
Wait,
to go
right
first?
now, as like right
Right now,
now, like,
or like, how do we feel about voiceover right
yeah,
now, or
maybe,
just
like,
in
yeah,
general right now?
no, yeah, I
Because
know.
I'm sleepy, very sleepy right
I'm
now.
tired.
What about voiceover, Angela? So, in your current state, you're sleepy, but like, overall, general word describing your voiceover career and maybe even like booth.
Describing my career in booth,
One word.
one word. I want to say hopeful,
Okay.
optimistic. Yeah, hopeful. Like, you know, there's just always room for improvement. So, yeah,
Okay.
you said no exclamation, so or
Explanation.
explanation. Sorry.
Explanations. Well,
okay,
Gabby, you
how
want
I
to go
feel.
next?
I feel like a junior.
A
I feel
junior.
like in high school, you know how you're like freshman,
Nice.
sophomore,
You're
junior.
upperclassman. I dig
Oh
it.
my God. I love that. Okay. I'm writing that down. Okay. Taking notes.
I just did. Like I mean, in every aspect of life, and that's okay.
You're what? Meh?
meh, whatever you want
Eh.
to.
Really?
Meh, bleh. You know?
Meh. Okay. You're meh. You're like that emoji.
I was just thinking that the
Yeah.
emoji movie, right?
Yeah.
Meh.
Yes. Meh.
Meh.
Okay.
How
All right.
about you, Joss?
I mean, like, in the moment right now, like, my face is sunburned, so I'm feeling like warm. Like, I'm like hot. Like, I'm definitely, you know, questioning my choices of getting fresh air and not putting on sunblock since, but I think I would say I am not hopeful, but I'm escaping the word. I am
Optimistic.
optimistic. Thank
That's
you.
the word. Yep.
I think that I'm optimistic. I'm optimistic in
Good.
my choices and no explanation, but explanation. I'm just trying to go with the flow,
Yeah.
you know, and I'm
Absolutely.
optimistic about making sure that I listen to me while getting training and listening to coaches and industry leaders and stuff like that. But also, like, knowing that we also too ha know what's best for us, whether it's adjusting your booth or our previous conversation and, you know, sites that we're on or direct marketing or whatever. Like, just listen to yourself. You know, even when you're auditioning inside your booth, like, I don't know about you guys, but I've had these moments where, like, I get a script and I'm like, oh, I can do this. And then you get in it and you vibe, and then, like, you do a couple takes, and that third take, you're like, oh, I got goosebumps, right? Like, that's it. Zip, zip, off. Like, that's the one, you know, whether you book it or not or get shortlisted or not, you know, like, having more of those moments and listening to, like, being
That
optimistic
makes
that,
sense.
like, I know what's going on,
Yeah.
right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So. And you know what's going on. And you know, it's gonna be okay. So that's it.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Yeah,
Yeah.
thank you.
And till next time, right?
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah. We got more guests on the way, so stay tuned. I'm excited about it.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Keeping Up with Chaos from the Booth and Beyond. Be sure to check out the episode show notes to find all the important links and guest info from tonight's conversation. Catch all our episodes, social links, email, and more at keepingupwithchaos.net.